Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Attorney General says he has a message for President Trump.
I cannot do my job here at the department with a constant background commentary that undercuts me.
Speaking on ABC, the head of the Justice Department, William Barr, is under fire for overruling his prosecutors and recommending a lighter sentence for the president's longtime ally, Roger Stone.
You think I need the president's tweet to tell me that 7 to 9 years is excessive?
He said he never spoke to the White House and made the decision before President Trump tweeted the original recommendation was a miscarriage of justice. An old familiar face is returning to the White House. President Trump says Hope Hicks has been asked to return. She's expected to serve as a counselor to the president and senior advisor Jared Kushner. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Tragic news from police in the South. Casey, South Carolina Police Chief Byron Snellgrove was visibly upset as he spoke about Faye Swetlick. The six-year-old girl was last seen getting off of a school bus at her home on Monday.
It is with extremely heavy hearts that we are announcing that we have found the body that the coroner has identified as Faye Marie Swetlick.
Police have now opened a murder investigation. They've also found the body of a man in the same neighborhood, but it's unclear if the deaths are related. The Senate approved a bipartisan measure limiting President Trump's authority to launch military operations against Iran. The resolution says he must first seek approval from Congress. Republican Senator James Inhofe does not agree with the vote.
The Iranians will interpret a vote in favor of this resolution as tying the president's hands, and that would lead Iran to believe once again that it can get by with anything.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
As the coronavirus continues to spread in Asia, people are becoming concerned about the Summer Olympics in Tokyo. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
The folks who are running the Olympics in Japan say concerns over the virus will not stop the Summer Games. And at this point, they do not plan on postponing any of the events in Tokyo. The Games run from July 24th through August 9th. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The Justice Department has added new criminal charges against Chinese tech giant Huawei and several subsidiaries, accusing the company of a brazen scheme to steal trade secrets from competitors in America. The new indictment also alleges the company provided surveillance equipment to Iran that enabled the monitoring of protesters during the 2009 anti-government demonstrations in Tehran, and that it sought to conceal business that it was doing in North Korea despite economic sanctions there. The company issued a statement on Thursday disputing the allegations and calling them without merit. The new allegations come as the Trump administration raises national security concerns about Huawei, the world's largest telecommunications equipment manufacturer, and aggressively lobbies Western allies to bar the company from wireless high-speed networks. Remember, you can hear the latest news anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The coronavirus has 11,791 cases in China alone. And one of its largest cities in China, Wuhan, is quarantined with 11 million people isolated. Our government has suspended air service to China to try and control the spread of the virus in the United States. Experts are now saying that the incubation period can be as much as 2 weeks, and we could see a spike up in cases in the United States soon. So here's your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Get a flu shot, regardless of the fact it's not specifically for coronavirus, because that shot doesn't exist. You can get a flu shot for free at your local VA facility, and some drugstore chains offer free shots to vets. Ask your pharmacist the next time you're in his store. Remember, the life you could save can be your own and the other people you don't contaminate. This has been your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And we've got the former Clinton impeachment manager, former CIA analyst, member of Congress, and U.S. attorney, the one and only Bob Barr joins us now. Bob, how are you doing? I almost called you what your actual wife or your wife calls you, and forgive me. I don't know why I always want to call you that, but forgive me.
Well, that's okay, Bill. I tell you, It's a good day if there's no impeachment pending, and there's
Isn't
no impeachment against President Trump today, so it's a good day.
But
I don't know how long that's going to last.
I was going to say, but then comes tomorrow. Bob, here, with all your experience and watching what you saw in terms of what the Democrats have been doing for over 3 years to this president, as you say, this is the song that never ends. I mean, Maxine Waters and Al Green and, Adam Schiff, they're not content with their 15 minutes of so-called fame. They don't want the minutes to stop here.
No, and from their standpoint, I mean, if I were a Democrat, I would say, now, wait a minute, guys. What you are doing with your blind hatred of President Trump, directing everything that you do, you're hurting the Democrat Party. You are hurting our candidates. But they are so blinded, Bill, to everything except their hatred of Trump. They're hurting themselves. I think they're going to hurt seriously their chances of maintaining the majority in the House, which to me is great, but I've never seen a group of Democrats who are so dead set on just sort of jumping off the cliff like the lemmings do.
Well, and I'm seeing what you're seeing, I guess. We're in agreement here, because what I'm hearing across the country, and I just came from West Coast to East Coast, and the continual conversation, especially amongst Democrats, is this increased displeasure. It's like, look, this has gone on. We haven't proved anything. And, oh, yeah, I mean, the economy and all this other thing that pundits and, the Democratic leadership is saying is not working. It's working for me. And so this incongruity between what they're saying and what I'm realizing, with real pocketbook issues are not squaring up. And we feel like the party's lying to us. And as they said, and as you hear the old mantra, it's not that I'm leaving the party. It's the party has left me.
We just had here, and I live in just outside of Georgia in a fairly Republican county called Cobb County. And yesterday we had the chairman of our Board of Commissioners, Mike Boyce. He gave a report to our Chamber of Commerce on the state of the county. And the county, by any objective measure, is doing very well. And that's not unique to our county. businesses are doing well. People are doing well. Employment is down. Income is up. Tax receipts are up because the economy and the businesses are doing well. And yet the Democrats are shouting from the rooftops that the sky is going to fall. They're like Chicken Little running around.
Yes.
And people on the ground, by and large, except for some of these millennials that Bernie Sanders and his socialists are appealing to, by and large, people on the ground understand that, and I think they're looking at the Democrats and saying, what in the blazes are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing that came out loud and clear, Bob, was people were incensed by Nancy Pelosi's antics at the State of the Union. This was beneath the leader of the House, and they're rather disgusted. I mean, they've gotten kind of used to, you know, Donald Trump, you know, with some of his antics, and maybe this is an opportunity for Donald Trump maybe to pivot a little bit and just allow the building and the walls to fall on Pelosi and the leadership. Because what I'm hearing is that people just cannot bear to see Nancy Pelosi with a gavel once again come 2020 after November, because then what that will bring is possibly another four more years of this insanity that we've had to deal with. Not only the insanity, but the waste of money and time and resources.
I agree with you. If your enemy is self-destructing, if your enemy is imploding, step back and let it happen. Don't get in the middle of your enemy's misstep, because then you run the risk of them developing sympathy. You're beating up. You're kicking them while you're down. The best thing I think that the Republicans can do is step back, do their job, let the Democrats go off and self-destruct, which they are doing.
Exactly.
And there's, you know, what we need as Republicans to do is set a record over the next 8-9 months until we get close to the election of actual job well done. And mm-hmm. Trump is doing that. And the Republicans in the Senate are trying their best. The Republicans in the House are. But given the fact that the Democrats still maintain control of the House, the job is up to the president, and that's what he needs to be focused on: the economy, reducing regulations, protecting our borders. And if Mr. Trump continues to do that and pays attention to that and the Republicans support him, I think it will be a very, very good election in November.
And beyond that, Bob, because I had a conversation a couple of weeks ago with the Secretary of Interior, David Bernhardt, who, by the way, was the sole survivor during the State of the Union. I had to chuckle a little bit to realize he was the one that was set aside. What a great guy. And in my conversation with him, I suggested, encouraged him to take a message back to the president. As much as he's focused on his first 4 years on job creation, what I hear repeatedly amongst insiders there is that one of the first questions he always asks everybody is, how are we doing with jobs? How are we doing with jobs? And I said, his next question should be, after getting reelected, is, how are we doing with the deficit? Because what I see happening here is the Democrats getting so devastated and the Republicans having a real stranglehold because of this election, the 2020 election. They will take over the House, continue to control the Senate, but they will do it with strength and numbers that are unprecedented. But it will allow the president to really do some things in the deficit and move it not to 23 to 24 and 25 trillion, but start moving it down to where we'd start going from 23 to 22, 21. If the question and the focus is, how are we doing on the deficit? Because it will also give Republicans an opportunity to take a real close look at some of these entitlements that have run out of control. As you know, Bob, if we're going to do anything about this deficit, we have got to attack the hallowed ground of entitlements.
Bill, I love what you're saying, and it's a message that Republicans need to keep in mind going forward. I agree that in the short term being between now and the November election, President Trump and the Republicans should simply continue doing and saying what they've been doing on regulations, on the strength of the economy, and protecting our borders. But the legacy of President Trump's second term with his colleagues in the Senate and hopefully with a House majority, needs to be reducing the deficit, because if we don't get a handle on that within the next few years, it's going to be virtually impossible to do so. It will have become, you know, the monster that eats everything else up.
Exactly. Well, we needed to build up the military. He's made great grounds in that, and I've maintained, I mean, it's kind of ironic. The Democrats have been yelling about quid pro quo. I mean, that in itself was quid pro quo. You know, Donald Trump was not going to get the military monies that he needed unless he agreed to a quid and a pro and a quo with the Democrats, right?
You're absolutely correct, and he's gotten the job done. Everything he's tried to do, he's accomplished. He should, again, step back, let the Democrats self-destruct, and keep on doing what he's been doing so well.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Values, faith, service, they still
still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And our conversation with Bob Barr, the former Clinton impeachment manager, former CIA analyst, member of Congress, and U.S. attorney, continues. Bob, real quick before we get on to your column that you wrote about regarding Roger Stone, I did want to address that, you know, the pundits or heads were exploding and likening what President Trump did in clearing out some of the problems and issues that he's had with his administration in getting rid of these, you know, Obama holdovers as something, you know, straight out of The Godfather or something. But it's been a long time coming, and I believe that after being acquitted, the president felt like, look, it's time to address this. This has gone on long enough where you have people within the administration leaking and putting a stick in his spokes and in the spokes of the American people as he's tried to right the ship here for the American people.
This is something that has bothered me, Bill, from the very beginning of the Trump administration. Two things. One, the president with his team coming in January 3 years ago, did not get a hold of the bureaucracy immediately at top second and third tier positions and move Obama people out and put his people in. That was the one failing I noticed of the Trump administration when they first came in. But over time, the administration has done a better job of that and needs to do even more. I mean, for heaven's sake, a call that a president of the United States has with a foreign leader, and you have 11, 12, 13 people standing around listening to it and taking notes and then talking with other people about it and then leaking it, is absolutely unforgivable. They need to stop that, and they need to get rid of these people, and getting rid of this guy, Vindman, was long overdue. I agree. Exactly. The president really couldn't do it in the middle of the impeachment, but he was entirely justified in firing that guy immediately after he was acquitted.
What about the future of the former standard bearer for the Republican Party, Pierre Delecto? I mean,
his
I know, I do too. It's incredible, but it's fitting for some reason, you know, for him to have some sort of anonymity. But now he's pretty well out there and exposed, and maybe doing some soul searching. Hopefully, because for his decision, and I think not only his but the other Democrats, I say other Democrats, but the Democratic senators that voted to impeach and remove a president, did they not realize how serious an event and consideration this was, Bob? I mean, this blew me away. I mean, this is something that you just didn't take so casually, and it was shameful that the House managers came in and they were so partisan that I don't think they, you know, Nancy Pelosi talked about the hollowness of it, but I don't think she really grasped the true meaning of what impeaching and removing a duly elected president, what that was going to represent for a Democratic Republic.
No, and here again, Bill, they were blinded by their hatred for Trump, and it blinded them to the Constitution, to U.S. history, to precedent, to the law, every norm on which our country was founded and on which it ought to be operating was thrown out the window by the Democrats in their impeachment effort. And Mr. Romney, the best thing the Republicans could do for the remainder of Romney's term in the Senate is just ignore the guy.
Right.
Don't try and kick him out of the party. We need his vote as a member of our caucus, but he has shown himself to be a man of no substance and tremendous ego and very petty. Just ignore Romney for the remainder of his term.
And I think to your point, Mitch McConnell made that point, that he needed his vote down the road, that there was no timeout chairs in the Republican Party, referencing what the Democrats have been known to do. So I thought that was, that was rather a high ground achievement on behalf of Mitch McConnell to bring some, you know, some kind of balance and calm, because I got to tell you, a lot of Republicans were just at their wits' end over that vote by Mitt Romney.
It was- it was absurd, and the only reason that I can figure for it was simply Romney's pettiness. Mm-hmm. He has never gotten over the fact that he is not president, and he's never gotten along with Trump, and this was his chance to get back at Trump. And there was nothing, it wasn't that he put the Constitution above politics. He put himself and his personal peeve against politics.
Exactly. I want to talk about what you wrote regarding Roger Stone and the government's continued persecution. Break that down for us, if you would.
Roger Stone is a longtime political consultant and operative. It's a term that he uses, a political operative. He was a very early supporter of President Trump, was tangentially involved in Trump's very early campaign, and he was convicted by the government, by Bob Mueller's group, late last year, for lying to the Congress and for intimidating a witness. The charges were completely specious, and not only was he convicted by Mueller's witch hunt, but the judge in the case, who is an Obama judge, a federal judge, has gagged Roger Stone so that even though his trial is over and he is awaiting sentencing, he can't even talk about the case, which is very inappropriate. But Roger Stone is going to be sentenced on February 20th. He faces 20 years in prison. The government has said, well, we're only going to ask for 7 to 9 years. This is outrageous. It ought to be overturned, and I'm hoping that President Trump sees the injustice and the travesty in what the Department of Justice in his administration has done to Roger Stone.
Exactly. Well, maybe Roger Stone needs Sidney Powell. Sidney Powell has been the Obi-Wan Kenobi for Michael Flynn. If you remember, Flynn was already going to jail for a long time. There was all these issues that were going on, and now she's got the she's got the government prosecutors on their heels a bit, and now they're just talking about maybe some a suspended sentence of some sort, or certainly a reduction. But Sidney is going full blown because she's very familiar with the antics of the Mueller attorneys, and especially one attorney in particular who time and again has been known to change reports and hold back an exculpatory information, so they've been quite exposed here, and she's done an outstanding job in up to now in backing up the case and even getting the judge to review what's going on in that case. And as we know, it was said by one FBI agent, by one of the investigating agents, FBI agents, that Mike Flynn did not lie. And then you wonder, with Roger Stone, are we talking about the same kind of understanding?
The government is going after Roger Stone because they don't like his politics, and they don't like the fact that he has never caved. Roger Stone took the position from the very beginning of the government's prosecution against him that he was not going to flip. He was not going to cop a plea simply to save himself or get a reduced sentence. He said, I supported Trump. I'm proud of supporting Trump. I never lied to the Congress, and I never intimidated a witness, which is a ridiculous charge. So the government has made very clear that the reason they're going after him and insisting on a lengthy prison sentence is because he didn't cave to them. He didn't kowtow. Mm. And, I respect that, and Roger Stone, and I suspect the president does also.
Well, part of it, too, I've interviewed Roger Stone many times, Bob, and he's a character. And he's that, he has that New York state of mind that, just in everyday speak and talk and that kind of deal, if you were sensitive, you might think that he's intimidating you, but he's just having a conversation with you. So, I think the perception that they have of Roger Stone is out of context, in my humble opinion.
But it is. They don't understand him. And, again, the fact that he stood up to the Department of Justice lawyers really irritates them, and that's why they're continuing to hound him.
There it is. Well, he's the former Clinton impeachment manager, former CIA analyst, member of Congress, and U.S. Attorney Bob Barr here on Bill Martinez Live. Bob, as always, appreciate the time and the insight, as always.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, have a great day. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming on 29 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up just the way you like it. In fact, we're going to join the raging Cajun himself, the Cajun Crusher. We're talking Jeff Cruere. We're going to join up with his show live in just a few moments. Stay with us. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Attorney General says he has a message for President Trump.
I cannot do my job here at the department with a constant background commentary that undercuts me.
Speaking on ABC, the head of the Justice Department, William Barr, is under fire for overruling his prosecutors and recommending a lighter sentence for the president's longtime ally, Roger Stone.
You think I need the president's tweet to tell me that 7 to 9 years is excessive?
He said he never spoke to the White House and made the decision before President Trump tweeted the original recommendation was a miscarriage of justice. An old familiar face is returning to the White House. President Trump says Hope Hicks has been asked to return. She's expected to serve as a counselor to the president and senior advisor Jared Kushner. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez.
A little Valentine's music, huh, to get you in the mood, as if you need prodding, right? It is Valentine's Day. Interesting, the history of Valentine's Day and how it all began. We can be grateful to a Catholic bishop in the 3rd century who died for love. I mean, it was at a time when the emperor said, look, we need fighting men, and I've discovered that men who are not married make better fighters, and so pretty much told the church, hey, no weddings. No weddings for you. So outlawed weddings. But St. Valentine said, nah, I don't think so. So, hey, it's a godly institution. And so he was marrying soldiers on the side.
and continuing to promote the gospel. And anyway, his legend grew, of course, his promotion of the gospel, as is the case for many martyrs, got in the way and became a problem, and he paid the ultimate price for that. But he has become associated with love and romance through poems and poetry over the years. In the 1800s in the United States, we began to send out cards, chocolates, and Valentine's. And Valentine's Day has been representing ever since here in the modern era, you know, love and romance. And interesting, according to one survey, nearly half, particularly Californians, agree their parents' generation has far more romantic love stories than their generation. Interesting, huh? Over half, 54% of Americans believe in the one. Still looking for the one, which reminds me of the song. Remember when? Still the one? Still looking for that 54%. So we're not totally delusional. We're just very hopeful and romantic. A quarter, 27% of people in the U.S. are jealous of the relationships and love stories of their parents' generations. Of course, sometimes what happens, you know, they get fluffed up, and but we remember. And it also helps me to encourage all of us to maybe remember and write the love story. You'd be surprised what kind of love story is within you that maybe has been, you know, kind of put in the background a bit because of the challenges of relationships. And maybe it might be a good letter to yourself and to your one and only, you know, what it was and who it was that you fell in love with and why you decided years ago to have them be the one. And might be a good reminder. Three out of four people in America, 77%, registered with dating apps and have never found love. Interesting, huh? In this information age and all that's being touted, this is according to the survey. 18 to 34-year-olds, by the way, are the generation least in love. 15% of people in this age group have never been in love. Imagine. Compared with just 5% age between 35 to 65. 66% of the people say they are currently in love. Okay, so that's good news, I think, for overall. But, hey, it's Valentine's 2020. I wish you a great Valentine's Day. May this be the best Valentine's Day ever for you. And that true love and romance will be the wind in the sails of your love life. May it be. I wanted to comment a little bit more on Bill Barr. What you heard was a previously aired broadcast. It was aired actually on Tuesday. And I told Bill Barr at the time, I said, man, you really opened up something. And little did we know, boy, he was actually on and was touching a nerve that was there. The president had already said something the day before. And Bill had said to me, he said, Bill, I want to talk about the Roger Stone situation. And as we got into it, you know, we could see and understand that many were very uncomfortable with 7 to 9 years, especially when you look at the comparative, you know, sentences for people who commit rape. They generally get 4 years, armed robbery, 3 years. Thugs who commit a criminal assault, maybe up to 1.5 years. Roger Stone, are you kidding me for supporting them? You're going to give him 9 years? Of course it was unjust, and Bill Barr knew that. And to his credit, had already moved and were talking, you know, to the prosecutors. Well, you know, when you look deep and you say, well, who were these prosecutors that walked out and that did a fuss? I mean, you know, for some reason, the order of the day in this administration and this era right now, especially the Democrats that have given way to this, is people can pitch a fit because they disagree with their boss, and all of a sudden they're given all this veracity and credibility. No, you're knuckleheads. You know, you've jumped the shark on this thing, and you cannot follow the chain of command and do what your boss recommends. And they couldn't even stop to think that 9 years for what Roger Stone supposedly had done, and of course this is all with the intensity of the Mueller investigation and what has been proven time and again. You know, Sidney Powell, as I mentioned, who has been just an absolute devout and passionate crusader for truth and justice and credibility within the Justice Department, has pointed out in her earlier books the corruption and especially with particular lawyers and particular investigators and prosecutors who were involved in the Mueller investigation. And how they aggressively went after Mike Flynn. Of course, she's been championing the cause there, and Mike Flynn probably would have wished that he had her a lot sooner. Maybe it wouldn't have cost him so much, because this man had been absolutely bankrupt at the hands of this government that he served and the people that he served for 35 years, and, you know, in military service and otherwise. And he may or may not have made a mistake, but, you know, what seems to be the case is that, you know, we've got a two-tiered or at least a multiple-tiered justice system. Particularly what's screaming out loud is that if you are, you know, with the Democrats, you get away with murder. I mean, you can obstruct justice, you can bust up, you know, evidence, you can destroy evidence and get away. You know, it doesn't matter. But if you are on the Republican side and you just think about doing something about any evidence, because that's also come into play now with Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and everything, now they want to judge you based on what they think you're thinking. This is how bizarre it's gotten. But anyway, back to Roger Stone. It's just clearly 9 years, especially in light when you consider what happens in other court cases. And this is what Bill Barr responded to. And unfortunately, the timing of the president's tweet got in the way. And so, of course, the Democrats, you know, they just absolutely glommed on that. I mean, this was like a red cape in front of a bull. And next thing you know, they see the cape and they're going after the tweet. But, you know, as Bill Barr said, look, he's a professional. He's been doing this for a long time. He didn't need a tweet from the president to tell him that this was not right. I mean, he had already made the decision. But the media and other pundits want to, you know, again, rewrite history or shape history in such a way. And then also, yeah, are you kidding me? They're talking impeachment of A.G. Barr. And of course, they're freaking out, and they want to get Bill Barr out of the way, because Bill Barr is not a conformist to the status quo and the deep state principles. Bill Barr has a conscience, and he is doing everything he can to clean up the mess that has been going on for a long time. But he realizes, as a professional, he's got to get all the ducks in a row. Got to make sure every I is dotted, every T is crossed. You know, we keep waiting on the Durham report. We think, oh boy, this is, I mean, he has seated a grand jury. Yes, these are good, positive signs that, you know, we're going to do something about this corruption, that all this unfairness that has been riling up Americans, you know, if anything is bipartisan, we're all looking at this and saying, well, this just is not fair. And this is something that is absolutely natural for people here in America. We understand when things aren't fair and they're unjust. And Donald Trump, to his credit, has done a lot to kind of square that away. Something that Barack Obama had in his heart that he wanted to do. But he was so focused on, you know, a particular group of people as opposed to Americans at large. And this is the difference. And I believe this is why Donald Trump is, you know, being more successful at this, but he's also causing a lot of ire, because suddenly, you know, we're dealing with the truth, and those that would much rather stay in the shadows and prosper in the realm of lies, they're upset about all this, because sooner or later they're all going to be found out. And get ready. And you start watching the heads really begin to fall. This has to happen, ladies and gentlemen, if we're going to get this country back on track and really become the America that we know is quite possible. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Start at $39.99 a month for signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082. February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Well, it's Valentine's Day 2020. I hope it's the best Valentine's ever for you. And for some, still waiting, you know, for the one. But yet, according to the survey, 2/3 of America still believes in the one. And God bless those who are being patient and accepting singleness. Maybe although that's not their ultimate goal, you know, they hope to be, you know, finding the one. And interesting, also according to the survey, we find the ones that are least in love are the young people, the 18 to 35 year old segment of our society. Well, Lisa Anderson, she's the director of Young Adults and host of Boundless with Focus on the Family, joins us now. Lisa, happy Valentine's Day to you.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day to you, Bill.
Hey, let's talk about singleness. I mean, you've dealt with this, you know, personally and otherwise in, you know, talking with young adults. And I thought it was interesting because I thought about you when I read about this survey that said that, you know, that 18 to 34-year-olds are the generation least in love. Said that 15% of the people in this age group have never been in love, compared with just 5% ages between 35 to 65.
Yeah, and that's true, and largely because there have been other priorities that have kind of forcibly encroached upon this generation, like crazy school debt, sense of burnout, probably at the highest of any generation currently. You know, fear of the future, fear of what's going on in the culture. There's a lot going on, mental illness, depression. So, you know, none of that is good, it seems. But at the same time, most are still hopeful for it. And it's actually something that they desire. About 86% of people will be married at least once in their lifetime. And so millennials and Gen Z are no exception to wanting that. But they also don't want it with divorce. And so there's a lot of protracted singleness and a lot of confusion. And so we're kind of trying to help clear the air a little bit on that front at Boundless.
Exactly. Well, Lisa, have we as a society abused love?
You know, I would say in many senses, yes, because I think, but not willingly. I mean, I would say there's just a complete confusion about what true love is. You know, in fact, just in a sermon recently, I was, you know, hearing the emphasis again on love is actually a verb, folks. It doesn't just hit you. It's not something you should be expecting of because you're just, oh, it's going to come. It actually is a daily action and sacrifice. And that doesn't mean that it's not a good thing. It's not fun to be in love. But I think we've way, turned the lens on ourselves and said, me, 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 how is this going to fulfill me? And
right.
Even single adults, you know, how am I going to be completed rather than looking to, you know, really God himself who's the only one who's going to complete us.
Well, and that's the idea. I mean, I've often shared with people. In fact, I remember one time I was in I was teaching this class about completion. And because I say that sometimes what happens in relationship, it becomes more competitive than one of completion. And it was one of those stunning moments. It was a Holy Ghost moment because, you know, you're not smart enough to come up with this. But what God seemed to point out was the difference between those two words, compete and complete, was a letter L. And I said, that's God's love. If God's love is missing in that relationship, because the fact of the matter is, Lisa, humanly speaking, I don't think it's possible for us to, you know, to sustain love. Because for the very reason that you just said, you know, this is a me culture. And, you know, what's in it for me? And we take something that God had instituted with high ideals, and we abandon those high ideals. That's why I ask if we've abused love. But we abandon the high ideals, and then we reduce, you know, the marriage institution into a transactional experience as opposed to a fulfilling experience.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I think this is why, too, you know, we see singles, so many singles that I talk to think of this idea of if they are single, that naturally means that they are alone, they are unwanted, they are destined for loneliness. And, you know, here I am, Boundless, as part of Focus on the Family, we hear from married couples every day who are lonely in their marriages. So marriage, getting this relationship, achieving this, whatever, it is not the panacea. It's not the be-all, end-all for this is going to cure me. You know, this whole idea of like, oh, if I just had that, if I was only married, then my life could start. Then this would, you know, until everyone has to find their identity apart from this elusive, you know, thing called human love. And again, you know, whether you're single, whether you're married, if you're not going to God, if you're not going to Christ for that, you're going to be lost regardless of your relationship status.
Well, and I think you touched on something that's critical here, and that is understanding who you are and demanding that of the person that you think is the one. Otherwise, I mean, you know, we talk about routinely about being unequally yoked. It's not just necessarily unequally yoked by faith, but it's also unequally yoked by commitment and understanding. Because if you don't know who you are and you think you're going to find out who you are, you know, from that other person and try to somehow discern your and discover your identity as a result of the other person. Certainly, to some degree, that's valid. But on its face, and what is really more significant is that you're healthy yourself. You're healthy, and you demand that the person that you choose be healthy, and that you you're putting your best foot forward together. You know, agreeing to, in a sense, die of oneself. This is the painful part here, is you have to die of your own personal ambitions for the ambition of this new institution and this new union, this sacred union that you've asked God to bless.
And the fact is, Bill, that not only married people are called to love. Every single one of us is called to love, and we can do that very well and very completely, in the sense of, you know, we're called into relationship and we're called to sacrifice and to serve others. In fact, just tonight, Valentine's Day, another friend and I are going to get together with our elderly neighbor who's 94 years old.
Oh, wow.
She doesn't have a husband. Her two sons are in a different state. And so we have a little Valentine's package for her. We're going to get together, watch a movie, and just have the chance to bless her, because why make it about ourselves and be sad that we're, you know, not in a relationship or not married? I mean, we can turn that outwards to other people very easily.
Well, and I was just going to mention that, Lisa, and I'm glad you brought this up. And that is that, you know, for some, Valentine's Day, not very happy day. You know, it's just, it comes with some sort of, like you say, it kind of a dark cloud, because it reminds them that, you know, that they don't have someone to give a Valentine card to. But it's also, but like you said, consider the possibilities. I mean, here's a 94-year-old lady who's a widow, and she's by herself. I got to imagine a Valentine's card for her is going to be well received.
Oh, sure. And it's just, and it's not just Valentine's Day. I mean, again, it's looking throughout the whole year, and how can you bless other people? And I often say this too, you know, around Valentine's Day or the holidays that are especially hurtful, to married folks in particular, look around you. Who is that person who's lonely? It might be a single person. It might be someone in your church or your neighbor or in the workplace. Show them that they're seen and that they matter, and it makes all the difference in the world. Include them. Maybe have a game night this weekend with your family and include some people who may not otherwise be included. It makes a big difference. And I was kind of jokingly telling someone the other day, you know, it's like singles. We feel like we came out of Christmas where all we were questioned by family and friends was what's our relationship status and who are we dating. Then we hit New Year's and we have to look at a new year being alone. Now it's Valentine's Day, so we got that. And I said, hey, we're going to be able to add April pretty soon here, because we're going to do taxes, file as single, and pay more than everyone else. So we've got four holidays that are just like bummers for us.
Well, I've never heard of anybody refer to tax day as a holiday. That's, you know, I was going to say you got the holy trifecta just coming out of Christmas up until then, you know, right.
Trifecta. Now I'm adding tax day because I'm like, yay, I'm single. I get to file this status and pay more, you know, it's awesome.
Yeah, I just can't wait to get in that line. No, I hear you. And, but, you know, again, through this whole process, you know, we're reminded, you know, when you consider what God said about, you know, about love in Valentine's Day. And love, as you said, you know, is a verb. And that's an outward expression, not an inward. We aberrate it if we turn it around and think, okay, what's in it for me, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, singleness is not a second class citizenship. It is not a waiting room for marriage. It is not like, let me sit back and be all about myself, and then when I get married, then I'm going to have to start caring about other people. If we are in Christ, if we know God, we are called to love other people wherever we are. And we have an entire year to do that, not just one day to do that. And so I think we need to start being forward thinking and more intentional in how we do that and be a light to the world in what we can show there.
Exactly. Well, you know, like anything, with marriage comes benefits, with singleness comes benefits. You know, the Apostle Paul said, look, if you are single and you can live that way, boy, you have that much more time and focus on the things of God. That's the potential. So if you so choose. And I know in those seasons of my life, when I was single and I was able to do that, whew, man, I'll tell you, that was a very powerful and growing time for me personally.
Yeah, and you trade the benefits of one season for the benefits of others, for the other, as well as challenges in either season, and opportunities in either season. And so that's why I say, you know, maximize the season you're in, because, you know, I say, the one thing I know is that I'm single today, and God has called me to be faithful and joyful in my singleness today. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know where I am today, and so I want to live kind of forward in that.
Well, without a doubt. She's the host of Boundless, the Boundless Show at Focus on the Family. Congratulations, by the way, on Boundless. It's just awesome, you know, what you share and how you're ministering, you know, to young people.
Well, thanks so much. We love it.
Well, that's good. And so we got about 20 seconds left. So how can people connect with you, Lisa Anderson?
Absolutely. Well, find us. We are a fun community for single young adults at boundless.org. We've got articles, a blog, we have a weekly show, and just a community for singles to encourage one another and live intentionally and with joy.
Well, happy Valentine's Day. May it be the best ever. And may there be even better ones ahead in your future as well, Lisa Anderson. Thank you for being with us. God bless.
Awesome. To you, Bill.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters.